Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It is Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. We're coming to you live from the Priory Market in Tallaght, and we're thrilled to be joined by Amy Keating, who's the marketing manager and also, like myself, a proud Tallaght resident. Amy, good morning first off.
Morning, how are you? Thanks very much for coming to Priory Market.
Thanks for having us. As somebody who is from Tallaght, what does the Priory Market kind of mean to you and the impact it's making on the community as a whole?
Oh, Paul, I actually could talk about this like all day. Do you know what I mean? I'm really, really proud. I suppose being 29 and, you know, being from Tallaght, there's nowhere really for us to go. You know, for the last while, me and my friends were sitting in my little tiny car eating like Indian with samosas on the dashboard, onion bhajis, yeah. You know, and everything. Whereas Priory Market is a place for people to come. It's not just, it's this, the different food. It's, you know, everybody can have a little bit of everything. You know, some of my friends like pizza, some like Indian, some like Italian. And there's always arguments over where we're going. So to have something like this in Dublin, but to have it in Tallaght, only 10 minutes down the road, is just amazing. And it's created 130 local jobs. So being from the area and, you know, having that kind of impact on somewhere I grew up is really important to me.
130 jobs is absolutely phenomenal. Talk to us, Amy, about kind of, I suppose, the role you see Priory Market taking in terms of the local economy and the community prospect as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Priory Market is a social enterprise. So it's the brand child of Partis, and the mission of Partis is to create a more thriving and inclusive community here in Tallaght, and I suppose Priory Market is a great example of that. So, you know, the 130 jobs is obviously one of them, so that will have a great impact on the community, but it's also a place just for people to meet. You know, we've got so many different groups of people coming in here, different age ranges, and it's now, you know, a hub, like a hub of energy, a hub of, you know, creation. There's these vendors around the corner. The guy here on my right hand side, he's from Tallaght. He's worked in Fine Dining all his life, and now he has his own business called Park 27. You know, so he can now bring this new taste of Thai flavour to the people of Tallaght, and it's that sense of pride as well, you know, to say, yeah, Priory Market's here in Tallaght, and it's just amazing.
And Amy, I remember when I first clicked into social media and thinking, what is this? Because I thought, this isn't in Tallaght, this can't be in Tallaght. How important has social media been to really, really ramp up the message?
Oh my God, social media has been, you know, completely, I suppose, even if I went back to when we first started doing it, our CEO John Kearns and our Chief Operations Officer Bernard Bennett always talked about the importance of social media and how it would be so important that people knew where Priory Market was, number one, and what Priory Market was to fill it. So our team here, Caitlin Dowland, works on our marketing team, and between myself and Caitlin, we kind of ramped up loads of anticipation of what is Priory Market, where is it, what will it have. And this morning I woke up and there was 25,000 followers on an account we opened 6 months ago.
Wow.
You know, so it's been huge, and we've people walking in here and they're like, oh yeah, I came from Waterford. Social media is just, you know, it's has such a great impact, and it can be really life changing for a business like this.
Yeah, it can't be understated, the power of social media.
Yeah,
really. You mentioned that it's a great place, you know, to come with family and friends, but it tends to be the case where everyone, like you said, has different tastes in dishes, cuisines. But Amy, what's your favourite dish here at Priory Market to try? Big question we need to ask.
I can see Warren looking at me now from the corner. Do you know what? One, I definitely can't answer that. And two, I have had everything. So it depends. If it's my lunchtime, I love the spring rolls and the pork in Park 27. Mm. If I'm coming with the girls, we're definitely splitting the pizza at Coquelin Pizza, you know. Or if I just want something really tasty, I'm going to Buon Gusto for a nice carbonara. So I know, you know, that's a very easy answer, but I actually love every one of them. I've had the beef birria tacos, you know, every second week. I hope my PT is not listening to this, but I love them all.
I have to say, I've tried a couple of vendors already. Obviously, being from Tallaght, I've been here once or twice. But a big shout out to the team at Buon Gusto, who gave us a tiramisu. And me and Leanne are about to go heavy in on this in just a little bit. Is it true, also from a theatre person's point of view, there's a studio space, there's a theatre space? What's the story there?
Yes, so Priory Market is, you know, more than just food and beverage. It's a cultural hub. You know, it's a space for people to create food, and also then to be creative. So we've got our studio space here on the bottom floor, which would be fantastic for dance classes, meditation, you know, anything. And then upstairs we have a 90-seater theatre called The Apex. So we have so many plans coming down the pipeline for phase two of Priory Market, which will really see Priory Market being taken to the next level. You know, a space for people to perform, space to watch films, whatever it may be, you'd be able to do here in Priory Market.
Amazing. When can people visit Priory Market?
Priory Market is open Monday to Sunday. 11 to 11. Our coffee shop starts at 8 a.m. Wow. Food is served from 12:30 to 9:30, and the market is alive from 11 to 11.
That's amazing.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
We are having the most wonderful morning because we are live from Priory Market in Tallaght, and throughout the show we're going to be joined by some of the 16 food and drink vendors who are here, and the first one that we need to chat to is Margaret from Bless Up. Good morning, Margaret. Welcome
Good
to 98FM. Firstly, tell us about the cuisine that Bless Up offers.
Okay, so with Bless Up, we are offering the Afro-Caribbean food. So anything from, let's say, plantain, jollof rice, shawarma, which is quite big. The rice and peas with jerk chicken.
Yeah.
Very, very, like, very tasty. And then we have some pies, just, like, give you a flair of, like, you know, African pie. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, so you've lots on offer.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the story and, I suppose, the background of Bless Up, where you got started, and, I suppose, the journey to here at Priory Market today.
Honestly, this whole journey started at about, I think, 9 years ago. Mm-hmm. When me and my partner were actually just friends.
Okay.
So it's something, so he was in the UK and I lived in Ireland. My background, I'm from the finance background and now in IT, project management. With him, he's always been in the food restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. So about, 18 to 20 years in that. He's worked with different cuisine. And then we were talking and I was talking about his dreams and aspiration. And he said to me, said he would like to open a restaurant someday. Mm-hmm. And I asked, and I said, what sort of restaurant? And he told me about this whole idea. And we just talking again, just the way we're talking right now.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he said, you know what? No, actually, I said to him, you know what? You know, again, being a finance person, being an accountant, I said, you know, if we save up this amount of money, we can do this, you know, and we can, like, save this per month. And I put the whole plan in place. And we just laughed it up. And then he called me back, I think maybe about 3 months later, and it was like, I want to do it.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then I said, you know what, I'll invest in you. And I was very serious. And I said, you know what? I believe in your dream.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
And you're investing,
and that's how it was birthed.
You're investing in gorgeous food because you've kindly given us some plantain, which I have had before, but this is next level. And you spoke about jollof rice, and I've had that before. What is your favorite standout on the menu?
Honestly, a lot. I'll tell you something, right? We had the Bless Up restaurant before.
Okay.
Right? So with that, we have a lot more items on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more dishes, different. However, when we were opening the kiosk, the one thing that I said, right, being a process improvement analyst, I said, you know what? Why don't we pick out the best dishes? So yeah. Everything that was selling out, let's bring them. And then the only thing that we didn't have was the pie and the shawarma, and that was brilliant idea. And I was like, you know what, let's do it.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, but a lot of the idea really comes from your man over there.
Yeah.
Credit to him as well.
Yeah, he's a creative.
You mentioned about the Bless Up restaurant that you had in the past as well, but I suppose what's been the most rewarding aspect for you, Margaret, from your time here at Priory Market so far?
Honestly, it's just seeing how people bought into the food and also having other culture, but like literally taste our food, buy into it. A lot of people that have come in here, so I don't spend a lot of time in here, but when I do, I listen to the customer, I take on board what it is they're saying, I'm asking family why I'm not here, what are people saying, what are the feedback, what can we improve? And one thing that I see that we do have in common is that a lot of people are saying, I've never tried it before, but now that I've tried it, I want to try everything on the menu. I love it. And I've heard the same from you now, but this is my favorite.
Because we mentioned the plantain, I had never had it before, and now I'm hooked on it.
100%. Margaret from Bless Up, thank you so much for joining us on 98FM.
No,
if you're around the Priory Market, pop down, say hello. We've got more vendors to chat on the way.
Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.